Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. I'm Terry Stacy. Tina McIntosh is out for the moment. Well, April 12th through the 18th is National Volunteer Appreciation Week, and we have a special volunteer in the studio with us, along with the general manager of Zionsville Meadows Assisted Living. Margaret McQuarrie is the general manager. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
And Esther is the volunteer. Hello, Esther.
Hello.
Hello to you. Esther, how young are you?
82.
82. Margaret, how young are you?
33.
I figured it wasn't fair just to ask one of you. I needed to ask all of you. Mindy, Bindi, how young are you?
Oh, I'm 36.
She's 36. That is Mindy Balka. Mindy is with American Senior Communities, a great sponsor and supporter of ours here on Caregiver Crossing. I'm going to give you their website right now because I'll forget it eventually, but it is ASCSeniorCare.com. Ladies, thank you all for being here. Margaret, how many volunteers do you have at Zionsville Meadows?
We have around 12 at any given times. Sometimes we might have more depending on the season. Most of the time in the spring and summer, the volunteer ramp up.
I bet you've got all ages, too, that take the time to volunteer.
We do. We have some as young as middle school all the way up to, I think Esther might be our most senior volunteer.
Your most senior volunteer.
Yes.
And qualification, what makes a good volunteer for a retirement community like Zionsville Meadows?
Really just having the heart to spend that time with them. Even if it's just a half hour a week, it makes such a difference in their lives.
I want you to introduce us to Esther. And what she means to the community.
Esther has lived in our community for quite a while. She volunteers for us with our general store / gift shop. When I first started at Zionsville Meadows, she was one of the first ones to really make me feel welcome. The gift shop is right beside my office, so I see her all the time. Unfortunately, it's not the greatest thing for me because it's pop and chips and candy bars. But she makes everyone feel welcome. Even the other residents come in and just have a cup of coffee with Esther and tell her, you know, things that are going on in their lives. And she just that listening ear that everyone knows she cares. So she means a lot to us at Zionsville Meadows.
I think that's terrific. Esther, where are you from?
I'm from Lebanon.
You're from Lebanon, so that was easy for you to find Zionsville Meadows. How long have you lived there?
A year and January.
How was that, and where did you come from? Were you living independently in your home of many years?
Yeah, with my daughter. And then I had a heart attack, and I ended up at Zionsville Meadows in the rehab.
In rehab. Was that an easy transition for you to leave?
No.
No. And explain that.
I thought, oops, this ain't for me. But then I got over there and out of rehab. And I just fell in love with the people.
Yeah.
And they needed somebody to run the little shop, and I said, that's me.
Had you ever run a little shop before?
Well, I worked at Walmart, so that,
okay, yeah. Well, you have a little retail background.
Yeah. So I was never a door greeter, though.
You'd have been a good one.
Yeah.
And if Zionsville Meadows ever needs a door greeter, I'm guessing you would jump in.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I love the people. I just love doing what I do.
Well, and is it therapeutic in a sense?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, you know, it's like the beauty shop. You hear everything.
Yeah.
They come in there, and, you know, we talk, and we have coffee, and we just visit.
Yeah. You don't gossip, do you?
No. Of course not.
See, we gossip at all ages. It doesn't just go away.
No.
We continue to gossip, and we thrive on it.
Yes.
With us is Margaret McQuarrie. She is the general manager at Zionsville Meadows
of
American Senior Communities. And also with us is Esther, who has been volunteering and doing that sort of work at Zionsville Meadows. And tell us, you know, I want to know what you get. I know what others get from you, Esther, but what do you get from volunteering?
Oh, I get a satisfaction. I feel so blessed because if you look around, there's always someone that's worse off than you are. And I just feel like I'm blessed with what I got at my age. And if I can just pass a little on, why not?
And that's what you do.
I mean, that's what you're here for.
Yeah.
Really, basically.
Yeah. Margaret, there's something pretty great about seniors helping seniors.
There is, absolutely. It gives them a purpose to get up and, you know, even with Esther opening that gift shop and knowing that she's there for the other residents and the employees also.
Yeah. How did you get here? How did you get involved with seniors?
Actually, my mother had always been in healthcare, CNA and a QMA. So it was just second hat for me going to the nursing home with her when I was younger. And I was going to college for occupational therapy and healthcare management. Actually, took a little detour and worked for Anthem for quite a few years. And I had a friend call me and say, hey, I have an office manager position open. Is that something you would be interested in? And I was tired of just working in a cubicle. So I said, well, I'll apply for it. And I absolutely found my passion.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody, but only
because if you've got, you have to have a huge heart as you have, but you get very close. These are like grandparents, I'm sure. Every one of them, you know them by name and you know their families. And I'm sure that's, you know, that's good. And it's also a tough thing.
It can be. But I just try to focus on knowing that I give them the best care while they're there. And make sure that the family also has the support they need while they're in my care.
Well, it is National Volunteer Appreciation Week. This is the last day, April 12th through the 18th, the last day that we celebrate volunteers. What do volunteers mean for you at Zionsville Meadows, Margaret?
Oh, they're priceless. We just get so much from them. We have volunteers that come in and sing and play the piano. We have volunteers that just come in and straighten out closets, come in and just sit with the residents and talk. And it means so much to the seniors that sometimes don't have visitors. And we show our appreciation by holding a dinner for them and giving them a little certificate and making sure that they know how much they mean to us.
That's terrific. That's great. All right. And can you use more? You need more volunteers?
Oh, absolutely. If you would like to volunteer with American Senior Communities, you can go to our website, ASCSeniorCare.com. There's a volunteer tab. You click on that, scroll down to the bottom, and fill that out. Or you can always call the community, come in, and fill out a volunteer application.
Excellent. And Mindy, go ahead. Mindy?
I have something to add.
Please.
We have a special feature tomorrow on Boomer TV focusing on volunteers. And it's tomorrow on Wish at 10:30 a.m. So be sure to tune in and watch the special and hear from Esther on that, too.
Have you got, I bet you need volunteers in all your communities.
Absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers, and we want to open our doors. And with National Volunteer Appreciation Week closing, even though it's 1 week, we appreciate everything they do every day of the year. So anything they can do, anytime, as Margaret said, a half hour, that means so much to our residents.
Think about what your strengths are, whether that's playing a musical instrument or you paint or just whatever you sing or you do magic. And it can be any age. I know they like the young ones when they come in too. So maybe you just like to teach them how to get on Facebook. Huh? How about that? Come on in. I know American Senior Care would love to have you. ASCSeniorCare.com for more information. Margaret, it's great to meet you. Thank you for all that you do for everybody at Zionsville Meadows. And Esther, you're a gem.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You hang in there.
I love it.
The news is next, 93 WIBC.